In the Middle East, there are many stories told about Nasruddin. He's a trickster, so you never know if he's really clever or quite foolish. Here's one of those stories. It's called The Coat. Nasruddin Hodja was out in the fields. He'd been working hard all day, but now the sun was going down. He suddenly realised that he'd been invited that very night to the home of the richest man in the village. What should he do? If he went back home and got changed, he'd be late and inconvenience his host. So he decided that the best thing to do was to brush himself down, wash his face, and go as he was in his work clothes. Shortly after, he knocked at the house of the rich man. A servant opened the door. But when he saw Nasruddin in his work clothes, he looked him up and down, and he wouldn't let him in. "Oh, sorry," he said, "we're not expecting you." And he sent Nasruddin away. So Nasruddin went back to his own house, and there he got out his very best coat, a most luxurious fur coat. And he went back to the house of the rich man and knocked on the door again. This time, the servant opened the door, and when he saw Nasruddin, he said, "Oh, Nasruddin, come in, come in. Welcome. Come, you are the guest of honour. Come and sit at the top of the table. We've been waiting for you." So Nasruddin came in, wearing his fine fur coat. And he surveyed the feast before him as he sat at the top of the table. Aha, there was a chicken leg that looked rather nice. He picked it up with his fingers and put it into the pocket of his fur coat. Oh, and there, a delectable rice ball. He picked that up and put it into the other pocket. Oh, he saw some fruit, and he tucked that up his sleeve. Oh, and there, a bunch of grapes that he tucked behind his lapel. And then he saw a dipping sauce that would be just perfect with the chicken, and he started to pour it into the coat pocket. His neighbour could bear it no longer, and he said, "Nasruddin, what are you doing? You'll ruin your coat." But Nasruddin said, "I'm feeding my coat. For when I came here without my coat, I was not welcome. But when I came wearing my coat, I was the guest of honour. And so you can see that it is my coat and not me who is the guest of honour in this house."